you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
This is Film Week Marquee. I'm Austin Cross. In this week for Larry Mantle, I'm joined in studio right now by Claudia Puig and Tim Cogshell. We start today with Brother. Claudia, what did you think?
This is a really great film. The acting is superb, and the director, Clement Virgo, has just done some great things. It has kind of a Barry Jenkins feel. Even the music feels a little bit like the music from Moonlight. It's just a moving and captivating drama with a time-shifting structure that works really well.
Yeah, beautiful film. Most powerful in its silences.
Yes.
That film is Brother. It is unrated. You can see it at the Limley Monica Film Center in Santa Monica. Next up, we have Shortcomings. Claudia.
Yeah, this is a great a rom-com that's a little bit different. You don't see a lot of changes in the main character, and you don't have sort of the predictable, like running to the airport kind of scenes and all that. It's irreverently funny. It's well acted. It's a directorial debut from Randall Park, and he hits it out of the park.
It is in select theaters. It is rated R. That is Shortcomings. Next up, Compassionate Spy, Tim.
Yeah, or maybe just Spy. It's about a guy named Ted Hall who, when he was a very young man, boy, 19 years old, passed secrets along to the Soviet Union regarding our atomic program. This is back during the Oppenheimer period. The film is very romantic. It romanticizes both him and his life in this period. And I do not think that it focuses nearly enough on the fact of it. He was a spy.
Yeah, it feels one-sided, and it seems almost like hagiography. It's very admiring, this portrait, and I think he needed to delve a little deeper on what it was like to actually give those secrets to Stalin.
That is A Compassionate Spy. It is a documentary. You can see it at the Limley Royal. The Meg, the trench, Tim.
There's a big trench. There are these giant sharks underneath it all, and they're going to try to eat Jason Statham. They're going to lose.
That is The Meg to the Trench. Okay, one more. Let's get to the beasts, Claudia.
Yeah, let's do a foreign film here. This is a Spanish director who has won a lot of Goyas, which is the Spanish version of the Oscar. It's a brooding, tense thriller set in this beautiful Galician countryside. Think Deliverance, set in rural Spain. And it raises all kinds of issues of entitlement versus, and outsiders and expats. And plays out really tensely and well.
That film is The Beasts. It is a foreign film. You can see it at the Limley Royal in West LA, and it is unrated. Really quickly, if somebody has one movie to watch this weekend, what would you say it should be?
Oh, you know, Dreaming Wild was a lovely, lovely film this week. Casey Affleck and a few others telling a true story about a set of brothers who had this record that they put out when they were very young that didn't go anywhere, and a second opportunity.
It's really well acted, and it's very low-key, but it's very nicely directed by Bill Pollard.
This is Film Week Marquee. I'm Austin Cross, in this week for Larry Mantle. If you missed any of the reviews on Film Week this week, you can find Film Week wherever you get your podcast. You can also go to laist.com.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.